Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So what are the most common issues faced by food truck businesses, you might ask? Well, I'm going to give you 8 of them that may be something brand new to you if you're new to the food truck industry. And if you're getting ready to start a food truck, these are some really important factors to think about before you invest your hard-earned money, time, and sweat into starting a food truck. And we're going to get to those 8 right now. All right, so welcome back to the podcast and the video upload. We're going to go ahead and put this on YouTube. We've been doing a lot of podcasts lately, new fresh podcasts. You have links down below in the description if you want to follow us and listen to us on the go. But we've been recording a lot of these podcast sessions. We've been doing a lot of these podcasts and then uploading to YouTube to help you guys also out with any additional resources that we can give you guys. So these are going to be the 8 most common issues that are faced by food truck entrepreneurs, not only obviously if you're up and running, but if you're just getting started and you haven't really thought of these yet, you might want to look a little bit deeper into these. So they're in no particular order, and we're just going to go ahead and get right into it. So the first one is mobile vending laws. Now, when it comes to a mobile vending type of business, food truck, food cart, if it's a local kiosk or anything that's of that sort, if it's a mobile vending law, many of it actually depends upon the city and county that you're doing business in. And within the state itself, you want to be sure that once you cross over from one county or city to the next, a lot of them will actually require you to have certain permits or regulations that are regulated within that city or county. So it becomes a little tricky understanding how many different permits or how many different cities or counties do you need to get the thumbs up on before you can actually conduct business there. And in some situations, you'll end up having to have a business license to actually operate within the city or county. So that's something that a lot of new food truck entrepreneurs don't realize. It's not something where you can just buy a truck, get a business license, and have a commissary kitchen, and then you're up and ready to go wherever you want. It's a little more trickier when you start to actually conduct business in another city or county. So mobile vending laws is the first one. The next one we got up is the health code and the health code requirements. Now, sometimes it can be a little bit tricky understanding what are the health codes as far as how the truck is supposed to be inspected and what the health department requires as far as the actual layout of the truck, what's pertaining to certain cleaning methods, or if you have a book set up where you're training your employees on the health code of what's required for cleaning and sanitation purposes. It can be a little tricky to understand that. And when you start your food truck, especially if you're actually going to buy a custom one, most of the time when you're having a food truck built from scratch, you actually will have that company check out the health codes for you, and they're going to build out the actual food truck to the specs that are required for the health department, so you're already good to go. But if you're buying something that's either a used truck, one that has been either super old or it may be sort of brand new, but it's actually used, you want to make sure that as you change the inside, if you're going to be changing it out or retrofitting it, you want to make sure that the health code is up to par and requirements are met specifically for the city and county that you're working in. Okay. Next one up is the parking permits. There was actually a gentleman I was talking to at a food truck event recently, and I asked him about his permits. He said it's one of the craziest things that he's ever heard of. But when you go places, of course, you go to a certain event, or if you're going to be on a street corner, you must have a parking permit to operate that business in that area. Now, this is not always the same. That's why it's so tricky. It's not always the same from city to city. So if you're in a particular city and you're abiding by those parking permits regulations by getting the permit you need, and you go to another city or county again, you're going to double check to make sure that you have the right permits to literally park your food truck wherever it is that you might be doing it. Now, if you're at a food truck event, it's slightly different because you're in an area that has other food trucks and it's been set aside specifically for that event. But when you're in the streets, and if you're on a street corner within a certain area, you need to make sure you have parking permits. So that made our list of the top eight things you can think about. Parking permits are super important, and make sure you get them because you can be fined if you don't. Now, this one is one that you'd be scratching your head if you didn't know this or understand this. And a lot of other restaurants and other businesses get really, really annoyed at this. But you have a certain distance you have to keep from other businesses. And that is also regulated by the city and counties, wherever that is that you're operating the food truck in. You want to check with them and find out, hey, if I'm going to be like near the beach, for instance, if I'm on the beach on the street and there's other restaurants or cafes, how far do I have to be from them? Because other restaurateurs and owners of restaurants and cafes and coffee shops, they're going to get quite peeved, let's just say, very upset if you are actually close to them and you're in violation of those codes in regards to the distance from other businesses. So you want to make sure that you're following and understand how far you have to be from them. Next up, fire codes. Yes, believe it or not, and this is something that I ran into when I operated my Italian bakery, the fire department came out and inspected our facility, Italian bakery, specifically on where the fire exits were located and all of that good stuff. Now, it's obviously a little different when it comes to a mobile food truck. You actually have fire codes where you may have to have a certain amount of fire extinguishers on your actual vehicle. You'd have to also be sure that everyone is understanding how to put out fires. They're going to have it inspected to make sure there's proper ventilation, so there's no way that could have a fire that would start on the food truck. So there are fire codes and regulations that are a little bit slightly different than having a retail brick and mortar, but in essence, they're one and the same because they're going to want to inspect your food truck. That is something that a lot of first-time food truck owners are not aware of, but you do have to get meet up to fire standards and fire codes and have your truck inspected. Now, next one up is a little tricky. When it comes to insurance costs for food trucks, you want to make sure that you have enough coverage. What I mean by that is that a lot of times food truck entrepreneurs will get an insurance policy that just covers the truck and maybe themselves. But down the road, if you have employees, you need to have workers' compensation. You need to also have liability insurance as well. Make sure that the type of insurance you have on your food truck is maxed out, so you are going to be protected. You might end up paying a little bit extra more than you actually initially thought, but down the road, if you don't have the right policy in place and something does happen, bad things will happen to your business financially, trust me. So making sure and understand what the insurance costs are and even the requirements that may be within the city or county for them to even allow you to operate that food truck, they may require a certain type of insurance policy or a certain amount of insurance on your vehicle. Next up, the need for or the lack thereof of a commissary kitchen. Now, this is something that is by city and county as well, and normally the states also have rules and regulations set up for this. In order for you to operate a mobile food truck, that you have to have a specified commissary or commercial kitchen where you're actually prepping and either you could even be parking your truck there as well. But utilizing that specific facility, and it's on record that, you know, Damien's food truck is at the address of so-and-so-and-so because that's the commercial kitchen where his food truck is supposed to be. So on paper, you may have to show proof that you are attached to a commissary or commercial kitchen. That's something that is not actually the same all over the place. So you, again, need to find out from the city or the county where you're getting your food truck initiated from and starting it. And I believe actually in California and even Florida has a requirement for that. We have to have a commercial kitchen as well. So be sure that you understand whether your city and county requires that, because if you do, then you need to find a commercial kitchen or commissary and you need to apply that to that document showing proof that you are part of that specific kitchen. And that is where the prep for your food before you go out to an event will be. That will be obviously the place where you also go back and clean up at the end of the day. Your wastewater, your trash, everything gets thrown out there. So be aware of that as well. That's something a lot of new food entrepreneurs are well aware, unaware that that is actually something you have to do. You may have to actually get a specific commissary commercial kitchen. And lastly, something you need to look into. If you're going to create a food truck with a specific type of food, no matter what that may be, if it's a taco truck, you need to know the competition. You need to understand who is the competition in your area. If there is an area that you're looking to get into and there's 15 taco trucks, I would recommend you not do tacos. You need to understand that your menu and what you make are going to have a big effect on the type of competition and others that are going to be around you, because if that local market is saturated with a certain type of food or certain type of product, it's going to be very difficult for you to stand out and to make money. Now, there may be a ton of events, and obviously every taco truck may not be at all of those. But the point of it is that if you've got an area where, you know, you have the ability to create a lot of different types of foods, I wouldn't create a food item or product that has obviously been saturated and has over a dozen trucks doing it. So know your competition and be aware, at least within the county, again, the county and the city that you're in. And if you're going to go to other cities or counties, take a look at what's there too as well. And be aware what's at the different events, food truck festivals, different concerts, whatever it may be, these outdoor venues. You want to know who your competition is so you're not duplicating a similar product where everyone's going to be like, oh, great, it's another taco truck. So understand your competition. So those are the eight. What are the most common issues faced by food truck businesses? And it's going to be mobile vending laws, parking permits, the health code and requirements, and you also want to understand the distance you need to have from other businesses in the area, understanding the fire codes and the fire regulations as well, whether or not you need to have a commissary kitchen attached to your food truck, and what are your insurance costs, what do you need specifically on that policy, and then lastly, know your competition. So if you guys have any questions about this and you want to know anything else on the common issues that are faced by food truck businesses when you're getting started, let me know down below and we'll do some answer questions as well, and we'll put it up on our podcast and our YouTube channel. So I'll see you guys on our next YouTube channel, and I'll see you on the next podcast.